Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Go ahead and ask me.
No, I'm not asking you anything.
Wait, what do you mean you can ask me anything?
I don't want to.
There's just so many things to ask me about.
Oh my God, what is it like? Day three of Leo season. Yeah, day two.
I was going to say my birthday's 2 weeks away, which coincidentally is also the show in Bowie. But yes, how am I spending the first Leo weekend? You are kind of right on it. Here's the thing. I become very, I don't know if OCD is the word. When I find a new thing that I like, I get very in on that. And ever since I went to that UFC fight 2 weeks ago in Vegas to see the see Conor McGregor fight, I mean, I've just been in on UFC. So I bought this UFC video game like two nights ago. Cool. I told you I'm about to be a champion. And
I'm excited for you.
I think this is just, this is my like, no, therapy is the word, but it is like my like, turn off the brain and just be in my own headspace. Like that's my funtivity.
Just chill out. Just chillax.
Yeah. And the worst is like sometimes I'll have a friend who has an emergency because there's a bug in her apartment and she'll call me and I'll have forgotten because I've been playing the game and she'll go, "Do you hate me?" And then I just forget that I have not been responding to you. And for that, I apologize. Mm-hmm. But I'm about to be a champion.
That's good. That's all that matters, really.
Have you figured out what's going on? Because it sounds like there's more bugs.
I don't know. I am just losing my mind. I have been extremely nice. And obviously, I have not had the best luck with apartments here in Georgia.
No.
Here's the thing. Because I know I've already talked about it. I get it. You're like, you know, you're in the South. There's palmetto bugs.
Correct.
There's more bugs.
Yes.
It's summer. It's been raining a ton in Georgia. Blah, blah, blah. Totally, totally get that. I 1,000% understand. Here is my issue.
Mm-hmm.
I live on the very top floor.
Yeah.
I have had my place sprayed four times total. And yes, the spray, it's not necessarily preventative. It's supposed to like hurt them when they come in. I get that.
Oh, really? It's like pepper spray?
Basically. I understand that. 1,000%. My issue is how are they getting in? I have bought drain covers. I have other drain covers that are like physically on top of the drains. So that means no matter what, whenever I'm done showering, I got to go back and make sure all the water's out of the shower, put my drain covers on.
Yeah.
Same thing with, you know, my drains in my kitchen. I have these sticky boxes everywhere. And
are those yours? Are those the building? What's the instructions for
those? The building has been putting them in my apartment.
And then you're supposed to leave them there until forever?
I'm supposed to leave these like sticky things everywhere.
And then I bought
these under the door things. And like, I don't know what else to do because how are they getting in?
Did you put up a sign?
Please don't. Like, I wish they were like vampires. I'm certainly not inviting them in.
Well, you don't know that though. It could be because like you used to like do witchcraft. So it could be like finally catching up with you.
But I don't understand because my downstairs neighbor directly below me does not have any bug issues. The neighbor across the hall doesn't. I don't know the neighbor next to me, but like, I don't get it. I don't.
I mean, they could just be used to it though, too. You know what I mean? Like for them, it's just like, oh, they see the occasional bug. I mean, I guess not the most pleasant thing. I remember once, because I was in Des Moines, I was too cheap. And I wasn't too cheap. I was too poor to afford like the dryer. Maybe a little bit cheap too. So, cause I was like, well, the washer was like $2 and the dryer was like $150. So I would wash my clothes and just air dry them on my balcony. Total white trash. Now that I look back, I like hang out my boxes on my balcony.
Yeah, pretty.
But there was one day I brought them back inside in the morning, get ready to go to work, and I put my pants on, my shorts on, my underwear on, and I feel something moving. And because like a beetle had flown in my underwear and it got between my leg and my undies.
How does that relate to my apartment?
I don't know. I was thinking, it's all about John. I'm taking back the power of the podcast.
Okay.
So I was asking to leave. Hey, can we talk about this too? Because we were talking before the podcast started. You asked me a question, and I believe you started by saying, Would any of your friends do this? And I'm not going to say which friend you named in particular, but the guy in Hinge.
You want me to say the question?
Yeah, about the guy in Hinge. Don't say the name of my friends.
Well, it wasn't on Hinge. I just had someone DM me who I don't know who they are whatsoever. Never heard of them in my entire life. But they had a larger following and said, "I saw you on Hinge. Let me I don't remember exactly like word for word. They said something like, "I saw you on Hinge. I would love to take you out sometime." When I haven't checked Hinge in at least a month, like 3 weeks to a month. So there's just no way that you would have seen my profile.
Does Hinge not show your stuff if you're not active?
I haven't been active since.
But I'm saying in theory, he could have seen it.
I don't know, but my profile doesn't have my last name.
Got
it doesn't
you.
Have my job, and Got it doesn't you. Have my Instagram.
Okay. So he DMs you and says what?
Just something like, "I saw you on Hinge. Love to take you out sometime." I'm like.
And you thought that was a line, though, because why?
I thought that was a line because I'm like, he has a big following, so maybe I could just be like.
How big is big?
I don't know, like over like 200,000.
And what's he do?
I don't know. I deleted the message because I was like, I'm not even going to go.
Why would you are the worst at the worst.
I now, don't want to entertain it.
Pause for a second because you will get messages that instead of just leaving unopened, it could be Jesus. Jesus could be sliding sure. the DMs like, "Shelby, I've chosen you to be the next one." And you'd be like, "I don't got time for this. Delete." Instead of like having it to show your friends. It doesn't do any, it doesn't like clear your life out or anything. It's just like, why delete it? Save it.
I'm not like you. Like,
what's
you
that supposed to mean?
You don't care about having unopened messages. I do. It drives
False.
Me insane.
I don't. You said having open messages or unopened?
Unopened.
Oh yeah. No, you're right. Sorry.
It drives me insane. Like, if I had 300 unread messages, that would be my entire day is clearing them out. Like, I can't stand having notifications anywhere on my phone. So
325.
That's insane. That's crazy. So when even for my other folder, so when you restrict somebody, it goes to your other folder. My other folder, I like the restricted stuff will eventually start going away. If they just stop DMing you finally, it will get out of that folder. Yeah,
sure.
So when my other folder starts to get bigger again, then I'm like, that means someone's messaging me that I don't know. So then I'll like check that. I don't want them to go into my general folder.
It's like a rat trap.
Then I still get a notification.
Yeah. So basically, what I had said to you was, I know guys have used this line on dating apps, and it's brilliant. If you follow a very attractive person online, and like if you've never talked to them, an easy ass icebreaker is to say to them, "Hey, I saw you on Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, Grindr, whatever it is."
Yeah.
Whatever it is, because A, they might be like, "Oh, hopefully we match."
Yeah.
Okay. And if we don't, here's the conversation. We've already started the conversation. And now you're thinking about it. And now you're going to be looking for me on the dating app. Or option three, which is, I'm not on Tinder, Grindr, Bumble, Hinge, whatever. And then it's like, "Oh, that's weird." Like, so I would be, if I didn't see Sauce on a dating app, but "Hey, I saw you on Hinge." And you would say.
Yeah. I would say I'm not on Hinge.
Oh, wow. That's so weird. Somebody's got to be impersonating you because it's definitely your photos.
That's just so tacky.
No, it's not, because you're going to think it's real, though. I'm not doing it as a pickup line. I'm doing it as like an informing thing. And you're going to be like, "Fudge. Hey, thanks for letting me know." No problem. What are you doing this weekend? Boom, baby. You're in. It's brilliant. It is brilliant.
That is so wild.
Is it wild? Like dating and like it's peacocking.
I don't like it. I don't know. Because like I even went and looked and like he's not even in my like section.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not like he liked me. So if like, you saw me, wouldn't you have liked me?
Maybe he saved you. Maybe that's what it is. I will say, I think we talked about this the last podcast a little bit. I just hate, and I understand why the dating apps have become cash grabs, obviously. But like, it's one thing to have like the match.com like grab. How Bumble and Tinder are doing it now, they're intentionally not showing you things. It's like, okay.
Like they want you to pay for it.
Right. That's why I don't think it's seriously. I think at least what's it? Is it Hinge, their tagline or their whole philosophy is like, "We hope you delete the app." Like that's their whole like marketing thing. But like Bumble, I think Tinder, like, nah. I will say it was really cool. Tinder did that swipe night, like beginning of pandemic, where it was like kind of ironic that it was a pandemic type thing where you can like swipe, choose your adventure. Like they should do more of that. Like Netflix.
Yeah, that Bandersnatch, whatever it was. Swipe Night was really cool, but like I feel like Hinge is just as bad as all the others because now you only get a certain amount of likes a day.
Oh really? I haven't messed around with it enough. I don't. Yeah, there's just too many.
I don't know. It's just I don't like any of it. So that's where I'm at.
The easiest way, if you want to date me, just DM Sauce.
Yeah, let me know. I'll vet you.
And why not? You'll give them a full psychotic evaluation, and then you'll be able to tell them, "Here's how John's gonna drive you crazy." Like you'll be able to find like their weaknesses. You're like, "Girl, John does this one trait, and that will make it not worth it for you." DM Sam.
I mean, I don't think I would do that. Like, I don't think I'd be like, oh, like you want to date John? This is how he's gonna annoy you. Well, I wouldn't do that.
I think it'd be a funny thing, like a service for like me. If it was like, it'd be funny if it's like, listen, this is how I know he's not gonna work with you because he's emotionally available.
I mean, everyone I think knows that you are. No,
that's what I told you, that one dating review app. I wish I knew what it was called. I wish I remember what it was called. I texted a girl a couple of years ago to ask her if she knew remember what it was, but she never responded. But it was like an app where you could like rate people you've been on dates with based on like their like romance and all this stuff. And me and Eric were on it.
I mean, I'm glad you guys made it.
It was very scary. Like the idea of like you're just hoping that people like don't go in there and try to mess your ish up just to be douchey. Like if it was like,
I don't even know what that is. Like I've never heard of anything.
It was
like
legit
that.
Like I can't remember the hell it was, like not boyfriend calculator or something like that, but it was like it had like intern John, dog, here's where he lives, here's about how old he is, and then like then percent people rating percent wise, like how nice you are, yada yada. So like if it was done, it was very Black Mirror before Black Mirror. If it was done honestly, it'd be a good idea, but like ain't nobody gonna go on there. Like none of my exes will ever, I can't get my exes to help me out in like serious situations. You know, they sure as hell wouldn't help me out with dating.
I mean, and that's just like anyone that gets mad at somebody's like, hey, I'm just like really I didn't really feel like we hit it off.
Yeah,
that
like this girl like
really
is a gold digger.
Like you did.
I'd be like, Shelby, only this is the reason why no nice guys. That's why, Shelby. You're the reason why there's no nice guys.
Oh my God, that's so stupid. I'm glad that's not a thing anymore.
I'm sure it is in some way. If anybody knows what it is, can you just DM me? I would love to be reminded of what it was. No, as much as it was, I mean, that was like early, probably within the, well, it would have to have been with the first like 6 months of me being here. So 2012.
Oh, wow.
Something like that. So, any hoozles. Hey, so people need to get on your Instagram because you had some cool stuff with Kanye West from the past like 48 hours.
I did. I went to the album party.
The album release? The album
release party. Yeah. Here in Atlanta.
Very dope. I had a chance to do that in Minneapolis. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Very nice fella. Very smart fella. Your first time in the stadium too, right?
Yeah, it was my first time in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And Chick-fil-A had to be open because it wasn't a Sunday.
I mean, yeah.
Because there's a Chick-fil-A in the stadium that's closed most Falcons games. Because they play on Sundays, but it's still there.
That's wild. You would think that they would be like special. I guess not. I don't know. Everything here is Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but I'm sure they don't pay rent on it because it's like it's a Atlanta. Is it based in Atlanta or is it based in Georgia?
It's based. So like the first, I think it's the first Chick-fil-A. It's called the Dwarf House Chick-fil-A, and it's in Hapeville, which is right next to the airport.
It's like the burbs. So,
yeah.
Atlanta Hapeville Airport?
Hartfield.
That's it. So it's
technically still, I think, in the perimeter of Atlanta, but it's technally called Hapeville. It's like in College Park, Hapeville. But
How many college parks are there?
There's a lot. So actually, though, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I don't know the exact motto, but you know how like a lot of events like at stadiums will be like overpriced food and drinks and everything?
Yes.
So basically, I don't know word for word what it is, but like here at Mercedes-Benz, it's not overpriced because they want you to be able to afford to be able to have fun and like eat and drink.
Yeah, I've read that somewhere. Even for like the Super Bowl, I think it was like normal price, which I think I do think there's something to that where like I think that pays off in the long run because customers will probably spend more, and if they happen to have a bad experience, they won't hold it against you because they know you're a good person based on how much you're charging.
Yeah, so like basically like Like the beer for the event wasn't $24 or anything. It was like it was a normal beer.
Listen, so God bless season ticket holders for anything. If there is a, I think there's a 0% chance I'd ever be a season ticket holder to anything.
Why?
For one thing, let's just say it's football. I mean, football a little bit easier. Eight days a year, roughly. But you still have to pay for preseason. At least M&T, you're downtown, so it's not the hardest to get to. God bless the football team fans that have to go out to Lanham to go to FedEx. Like, that pain in the rear end.
Yeah.
If you had season tickets for the O's or the Nationals, that's 81 days a year.
Yeah.
And that you have to pay for parking and food and all that stuff. Even hockey, like, I'm a hockey guy. Going down to Cap 1 41 times a year, that's a trip, fam. Like, if I was retired, maybe, if I had kids, maybe, I would do, like, the smaller package. But I think, like, having, like, if I was, like, the Falcons, like, knowing that it's cheaper and it's downtown, that to me is a huge draw.
Yeah, I mean, I think, though, that, like, football, though, see, being a football season ticket holder, that's just, like, that's fun. That's like
Didn't you make your dad sell your tickets?
No, my dad sold them, and I asked him not to.
Didn't your dad didn't he own a parking lot, too?
What?
Didn't he own a parking lot?
Yeah, so it was off of Austin. Is that how you say that word? Austin Road. And he had a parking lot there that he owned, and he would, like, rent out the spaces. And then, you know, they brought in, like, porta potties that were there, you know, year-round, and they got service and stuff.
Nice.
And so you could tailgate, and then we would all walk to the game. I didn't go to very many games with him. I only went to a few, and then he sold the tickets when I was like, I don't even know when he sold them. He sold them a few years ago.
I'm really annoyed because your dad sells me a trip on the boat, but he could have brought me to a football game.
I know. So it's kind of, I don't know. He sold the tickets to buy a boat that just never worked.
Oh,
right.
The boat that I was supposed to go on with Hoodie?
Yeah.
Son of a, well, damn. So. Hey, internjohncomedy.com for the comedy show. Thanks to everybody in Florida and which is November 5th in Louisville. Thank you so much for the support, especially for you guys. It's dope to, and Marcus, we're not on it anymore to have that.
Mm-hmm.
InternJohnComedy.com. Follow Sauce.
At Shelby Sauce.
Follow me at InternJohnRadio. There it is. All thoughts he has will sometimes get a pass when Intern John
is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower. And Sauce.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.